Good afternoon. I call this regularly scheduled meeting of the Public Service Commission to order. It is 1:30 on Thursday, July 14th. I'm so used to doing these on Wednesdays. My name is Julie Fedorchak. I'm chair of the commission. Also present with me are Commissioners Randy Christman and Sherry Haugen-Hoffert, so we have a quorum. We are delayed today because my colleagues were very kind in rescheduling the meeting to allow me yesterday to go to D.C. to testify at the U.S. Senate hearing, Energy Subcommittee hearing, which was a great experience. There's been a lot of coverage of that, so I don't need to go into the details of what all it was, but I will say that it was eye-opening to see how these subcommittee and committee meetings work. I was somewhat disappointed in the way that the majority party really focused on beating up on the oil industry for high gas prices, which I think is really unfair to put that to saddle the industry with the high prices when there's so many government actions that are driving the industry to make decisions that aren't probably in the best interest of lower gas prices, but they have to protect their investments as well. And so I think that it was pretty obvious. Everybody I've talked to said that it was clear that there was a bias in the committee on, you know, energy policy, and it kind of just broke out into the two camps of, you know, we should beat up on fossil fuels or we need to recognize we need fossil fuels. I will say that through all of that, Senator Hoeven again showed himself to be the one who wants to reach across the aisle and compromise, even after one of his colleagues really berated his witness on profits and excessive profits, etc. Senator Hoeven made a point to say, you know, he's good at making his point, but he's really good to work with, and we can work across the aisles. And so I think I was really proud of that piece. That's one of the takeaways I took, was there's a lot of partisanship in Washington, but our own representative, Senator Hoeven, is one of the actors out there trying to reach across the aisle and find compromise, as difficult as that is in such a politically charged environment. So it's not something that people here see. It's very much behind the scenes, but I witnessed it with my own two eyes, and I was comforted by that. So there's not a lot that comforts me about Washington, but that was one thing. So with that, Commissioner Christman.
The only thing that I will add is that, in my opinion, watching the hearing, you did a remarkable job, and you represented the PSC in North Dakota well. I thank you.
Thank you, Randy. I appreciate that. Sherry.
You know, I agree with you. I had the opportunity to watch it, too. Was there a bias there? I mean, we can all recognize we have our own bias, but I will say, if we don't have a seat at the table or take the opportunity when invited to say what we need to say and represent our states and our taxpayers very well, it's on us. So, Julie, I want to thank you for taking that opportunity to represent us in the state of North Dakota and be vigilant with that, and even though it was tough, but to welcome that opportunity and go for it. So we're proud of you, Julie.
Thank you very much, and I have to thank staff, especially Victor, who responded to me all morning yesterday with my "what about this, what about that" questions. And so I was really appreciative of all the data he gave me, especially the data about the Hawaii and their heating degree days, which proved to be very useful. So thank you, Victor. All right, with that, moving on to the admin agenda or consent agenda. We have nothing.
No,
so
you do.
Where is it?
Meeting minutes.
Oh, meeting minutes. Okay, I'll move passage of the meeting minutes.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Thank you, Steve. Okay.
I presume that was the minutes
consent
of both the last regular meeting as well as the one we held in between on... I
believe so.
On that pipeline. Right. That's what
are
I
they listed?
Put the second.
Yes.
It's yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Both. All right. Let's see. Okay, then moving into the regular agenda. I have no items. I will say I did want to add one item to the admin agenda. I'll just give you guys a heads up there. Discussion matters. Because there was a fair amount of work put in by staff and myself on the testimony, and I feel like it's a message that needs to be repeated in lots of different places, I wanted to just talk with you two a bit during admin about how we might do that, either as a commission with a unified message or places that you guys, if you want me to just take it forward and do it, I can, but I think that we should discuss a little bit where we might utilize this message or a similar message as what was delivered to the Senate. So that I want to add to admin discussion. All right. With that, we will move into the regular agenda. And Sherry, I think those items are yours.
Yes. So my first one, I move the commission adopt the order on interim rates in MDU's electrical rate case, application case number PU22194.
Second.
On May 16th, MDU filed with the commission an increase in rates for electrical service, and they also filed an interim rate increase for electrical services. MDU's June 30th, 2022 filing set forth a rate increase based on revenue requirements for a projected 2023 test year. The rate change would result in an increase in an annual revenue for the 2023 test year of $10,922,625, or an 8.909 increase in annual revenue. The company's filing for a rate increase is entitled to an interim rate increase under North Dakota Century Code. MDU's June 30th revised interim rate filing is an increase in an annual revenue of $10,922,625, subject to refund to be effective July 15th, 2022. The commission finds the MDU's interim increase complies with the North Dakota Century Code. In the event the interim rate amounts collected by MDU are more than the final rates approved by the commission, MDU is required to refund the excess under North Dakota Century Code, including interest at a rate to be determined by the commission.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
I move the commission adopt the order on consent agreement in Public Service Commission Norwest Concrete Damage Prevention Enforcement case number GS22-197.
Second.
On May 19th, 2022, the commission received a one-call complaint by a resident alleging a violation by Northwest Concrete. Then the staff received the complaint. They sent a notice to Northwest, and they responded to the complaint. And then the staff and Norwest started having communication. Norwest Concrete, owned by Mike Small, in Minot, they began excavation. They were performing concrete steps, insulation, and hand-digging poles at a residence. During the excavation, they struck and damaged an electrical line, which provides electrical service to a residence. They had no idea that they caused any damage until they received a bill from XL for the damage. Norwest did pay the bill. Upon investigation, there's no evidence that they contacted North Dakota One Call prior to the excavation. Under the consent agreement, they agree to be assessed a civil penalty of $1,000 with $500 suspended on condition that they commit no further violation of our North Dakota one-call law within 5 years. So the commission orders, like I said, that they be assessed a civil penalty of $1,000, and they will remit the $500 with $500 suspended with no further violation within 5 years.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay. That's it for the regular agenda items. So we will, let's see, what do we have for announcements?
Do you have any questions you can press?
Yeah, after announcements.
Oh, sorry.
That's right. Okay, so we're finishing up our budget discussions and putting together our budget. So we have a meeting this afternoon to do that. Next week we have the second of the second cybersecurity discussion. Those are closed, but we are moving forward with them as directed by the legislature in the last session. They wanted us to be having these meetings annually with the utilities. And so we'll be having one with Xcel next week, and then a couple weeks after that, we'll be doing one with, we'll be doing Ottertail next week, and then, 2 weeks from now, and then Xcel a couple weeks after that. Otherwise, no big hearings on the agenda in the coming weeks. I will be leaving on Sunday for Nehruk. Randy, are you going?
Yes.
This is Randy. Okay, that should probably be on our calendar. Or don't we put that on the calendar, Steve?
We do.
Yeah.
We don't. Oh, that one we don't. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right.
Got me on
guess
that
it
one.
Shouldn't be on the calendar. All right. With that, we'll take a recess and see if we have any questions.